Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
An Apple insider also wrote an article about none of the products, kind of. It's basically just a critique of our video, which
it
is
really was.
It's interesting.
This is the part that gets me, man. It gets you every time.
At times, the joke falls a little flat, such as when a description of the M4 processor tails off into a line about truly the best chippy Apple has ever shippy. Who do you think you are? It's a genius line! How could you critique that joke? It's the best joke in the video! There's so many other ones! You could have critiqued anything! Who, do you even know what is funny? Have you ever laughed at anything?
Oh.
Okay, it just, has it begun?
Yeah, I think it has. Welcome to Cycle Bin.
We have so many sorries to say.
Hey,
mainly me.
We were late. Well, actually,
we weren't late, but we were. We did do, but never got posted.
We did do, but never got done.
Yeah, we did do, but now it didn't do, and now it's not up. And if we post it now, it's out of date. So instead, we're doing it now again. This one will be not only on date, in date, but also out.
Yeah, all those things. So we recorded a few days before the most recent episode. I can call it an episode. The most recent video we uploaded.
Oh, yeah.
It's not an episode.
Definitely not an episode, yeah.
And it just, we barely knew what was going to happen in the video when we recorded Recycle Bin last. And if it got posted now, I mean, there was no time to edit, really. I don't know if you talked about this on Genius Bar. I don't watch Genius Bar.
Okay.
Full disclosure. But you were up for like over 40 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And working on the video.
Well, so yeah, when we recorded Recycle Bin last, we were really in the thick of it.
We were in testing.
Everybody
still
knows.
We were still doing. Okay. Okay, KSI. we were still doing test shots to try to figure out what we were going to do
anything
at all.
Yet? Really?
No, we knew what we wanted to make. We knew we wanted you to be in Apple Park, but we were still working like outside, dude.
Oh, well, we had turf in the studio because I remember saying there's turf laying everywhere.
Oh, right. But remember, if I remember correctly, we were going to do the first few shots outside, and then the turf was to have you inside for like 90% of it.
But like we hadn't started official shoots.
Exactly. Damn. No, we were still a few days out from that. The last few weeks have been insane in terms of the production schedule and effort put in.
Which is not surprising. I mean, on the last episode of Recycle Bin, we said that we were going through it. We just And we just ended up going through a couple more weeks longer than we wanted to. But the video's out now. Reaction has been amazing.
It really has been,
A lot of people were looking forward to me talking about this on Genius Bar, and we didn't. So here's our outlet to do that. We just wanted to acknowledge everyone that commented and supported the video. It really means a lot to us because, like, you know, everyone, all the other YouTubers are busy doing YouTuber things and making topical videos and putting out multiple videos a month. And we just kind of are in our own little bubble currently, creatively, but also personally.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the end of that project, and Brian could probably attest to this, by the end of it, the day it was going out, I was like kind of second guessing, like, is this good? Like,
oh yeah, that always happens.
After you've been looking at the same thing over and over again for a very long time, even if we've done it multiple times before, I think I just start second guessing it by default. But this was, I'm going to second guess it by default, but also no one's ever done this before, so it... I really didn't feel like there was any in between. It was either a really good idea and people were going to love it, or it was going to be so cringe.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what the line of cringe was. I think we missed the line.
I think we did. We wrote it. I mean, every time you do like a, oh, hey, by the way, this is Recycle Bin, Brian, talking
Oh,
now,
John.
And you're John.
Yeah.
That's
Imagine
crazy.
Imagine not knowing who we are and finding this episode.
Yeah. We have a YouTube channel. Anyway, anytime you do anything with a parody, you're always... like risking cringe. But it's like the successful parodies always ride the line without falling over for most people.
Yeah.
That's why like Saturday Night Live is usually really popular and they don't miss that often.
Yeah.
Like that's why they're success. That's when they're doing their best is when it's good. And I feel like we did good. I think we were close. There was a few times like I can't rewatch the video that much.
Really?
Because your cadence is so like your speaking cadence is so much like Tim Cook's and it's so exaggerated and like hard to listen to for me. Maybe it's because I was also here for you filming a lot of the takes and stuff.
Multiple times, yeah.
So like I heard it so much. I heard like customers love.
Yeah,
like
customers
so,
love
just that inflection and stuff is just so grating.
Yeah, I mean, like, how do we even? Okay, we get the idea early October to do it. Now, keep in mind,
I don't even remember honestly.
A lot of the illusion is going to be broken because there's quite a few comments being like, "Wow, they must have known the whole time there was not going to be an event." That's not true.
We had multiple takes of like,
yeah, we were prepared.
Yeah, we had it was like best case scenario. Would be Apple drops the invite for their October event, and then day of or day after, we upload with the invitation as the thumbnail. And just be like, boom, here's your fucking
event.
That
was the idea.
That was like, snipe it.
So the whole month, that's what we were prepared for.
Yeah. But then we had like contingency plans. We had secondary options, and we just happened to...
Yeah, we just did... It worked. We did alternative takes just in case.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we did. Usually, and I was worried when we found out, okay, officially, there's no event. I was like, oh no, I think I remember kind of phoning in the alternative takes, like not taking them seriously. Like I didn't think they were going to be, that wasn't going to happen, but they worked out.
Yeah, we had takes that were like, Apple's event is later this month, but you're getting it now. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, we were prepared either way.
That's funny.
So, yeah, the idea sort of happens earlier in the month. And it's one of those ideas that when you come up with it, you're like, wow. We're not even that smart. How has no one else done this yet?
And then we realized,
and then you're
two
weeks in, and you're like, oh, it's because it's fucking impossible.
You're like, holy shit, this is so hard.
Yeah,
we really hit a stride when we decided to like, because we're both really production minded, but you've just been around like, you know, I took a break from Page Tech stuff, and just, you know, you've generally been around production and cameras more, lighting and things like that. So I would like stand in for you, and then we would have a photo of Tim Cook standing in
the
his
shot
spot
we were trying to replicate,
and then John would just be milling around the studio fucking with lights, changing the angle, the power, like the softness, all this stuff to be like, yeah, that looks good, okay, move on to my right shoulder,
yeah,
oh, that looks good. Like,
well, in the studio we have like, obviously we lit the green screen, but other than that we have like an artificial sun, an artificial edge light. We have we try to recreate every aspect of the lighting from each of those shots, and then none of the shots are one continuous shot in that video. Like when you see it go from wide shot where you can see my feet to close up shot, even if it looks like it matches, that is not the same take.
Totally separate.
We filmed each take wide. Yeah. Filmed every take again close, and then got to choose in the edit which one we wanted to include. I can confidently say when the month started and we started this project, my skill level was not one at which this would be possible.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I thought it was.
Yeah.
I kind of thought it was.
Oh, yeah, you did.
But then once you get further in and, like, filming it is one thing, right? And then all the attempts at rotoscoping and stuff, like the behind the scenes photo, or I guess photos and videos that you see at the end of the video, which people pointed out, it's funny because like none of that was how the final product was made.
No, it was all just like it was really us trying to figure this the fuck out.
Like at one point we purchased a fog machine. We waited to film at night outside in the backyard, and the idea was just to rotoscope like sections of that and then have Asher, who is our VFX guy, and render artist, 3D artist. He's very good at renders, but he can also do VFX. So the original plan was to toss it off to him, and then the test shooting from that evening was just, this is going to shock everybody. It was too dark.
Well, not even, well, like that was like the immediate issue, but generally, like filming outside, especially
we couldn't keep the fog on the ground.
Right. The way we're trying to do this is not, like, we don't have Apple money.
Yeah.
We can't be like, oh, well, here's this film-grade fog machine with the perfect chemical balance of... It'll stay on the ground and be perfect. Like, no, we can't.
And it was,
that.
Like, windy and you couldn't control the wind. So then it was like, okay, well...
It's also really cold. We're in Ohio.
Yeah.
It's October.
The hell is that? That was my headphones. No one else could hear that, but I could hear that.
Oh, yeah. That was a wicked buzz.
Yeah, the original ideas were like... We were going to shoot most of the, what you would call A-roll, me on camera, outside, and then really heavily rely on renders and B-roll.
Yeah.
Because basically the idea was the smallest amount we can show of me at Apple Park, quote-unquote Apple Park,
really,
gives us the easiest chance to not get caught in it being a bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, I went out and tested multiple times. Brian came over multiple times. We carried every light from the studio outside and back down again, like so many times.
Fog machines. Oh my
God. So many times. None of the filming outside worked, but I'm really glad we did it because it forced us to pivot halfway through.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't have looked good. And also, a lot of the methods that I learned while doing it outside were used for the final product, like in the edit.
Oh, yeah.
So that's helpful, really helpful. But yeah, I had to learn about ambient occlusion, like Asher had mentioned it, and then I ended up doing like an hour-long course on it. And for anyone that doesn't know, that's like recreating accurate shadows on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that's really what sells a lot of those shots.
Yeah, like how material reacts to the light. And
yeah, and that. So the script was done when, do you think?
So early.
So we did test shots before we ever did a script.
Yeah.
And then we did a script, like, maybe a couple weeks ago, and that really didn't, like, we didn't go back and change anything, I don't think.
I was like, as you were doing takes, we were like live updating it. Like, this would sound more like Tim Cook.
Yeah.
Oh, this would sound way more like Craig or like whatever. Like, this is how they talk about IMAX and stupid shit. Like, yeah.
I did not rehearse. Some comments were like, the rehearsing really paid off. There was no rehearsing Tim Cook. I think it's just we've seen so much of Tim Cook that it just like.
Yeah, the funniest part was my wife, Bridget. She watched it as well, and she was laughing at your movements. Like, and she was like, he keeps doing this squat thing with his knees, and she was laughing, and she's like, why is he doing that?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, funny you should mention that, because that's not his idea.
Yeah, that is an actual thing that happens.
The hands together, the squat into, like, customers love.
Yeah.
Like, it's so Tim Cook. I don't know how he does
it. Customers love. So, yeah, we started shooting... I think we got...
This was not to interrupt you, but We should say this was the most organized we've ever been.
Oh yeah,
production wise. Like, I hope the listeners, like, I feel bad that we missed last week, but I hope the listeners are able to, like, even with time gaps, piece together that, like, you're kind of on a journey with us.
Oh,
because
yeah,
we are figuring this out as we do it, mm-hmm, in a major way.
Oh yeah.
Like, this was the first, like, okay, we talked about some friction we had on the last video on the iPhone review.
Due to a lack of proper...
like preparations. Mm-hmm. And we had a real important, like, sit down, like, okay, this needs to be different. We need to work on this in this way, mm-hmm, and have this done before we even get started with test shots or filming. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time we've ever had, like, shooting blocks. It's like... we actually had shooting days,
mm-hmm,
and it was organized, and it, yeah, wasn't just mad dash, hurry up, go, go, go.
This is the first video that we shot over multiple days. Like, it's not the same me.
Yeah, that was intentional.
Yeah, it's not the same me in every shot. That's like a different, yeah, day me.
That felt good.
Asher was done basically before us. Most of his stuff was done and turned in before, yeah, we even started filming.
Which, think about what that says. The 3D render artist.
Yeah.
Who had to physically create these models and, like, uh-huh, the lighting and all these shots and stuff was, yeah, done before we could, like, that's, yeah.
Yeah, he had everything mostly delivered. We did things like the MacBook Pro intro, iMac intro, Mac Mini, and believe it or not, we had an iPad Mini segment. Uh-huh.
That was the
I know, spoiler alert.
Man.
That was supposed to be the one more thing in that video. It just didn't make the cut for obvious reasons because Apple announced early. But mm-hmm, we have our own iPad Mini renders that were, like, going to be in the video. And, yeah, our own hero shots for that.
They look so cool.
We did the music for those. We did something different this time, which, uh-huh, when I say it to the listeners, they're going to be like, that's not how it always works.
It's really gonna, like, we're really, like, masking off how bad we are at this.
Yeah, usually how renders go, and when we work with other artists, it's like, give us as many creative shots as you can, and then at the last second in the edit, mm-hmm, I will try to make it all make sense in a video package, like with music and, right, sound design, and, like, the iPhone 16 review that we just did, the intro, other than one kind of chunk, is sort of just shots that I put together to, yeah, music. But this time, we gave Asher the music early, so I picked the music out for those segments, and I gave him the music, and so that allowed him to make the video packages to the music itself.
Yeah.
And this is the first time where I didn't make any changes to that.
Yeah, and...
there was a few back and forth, like, Brian and I needed some changes on him, but, like, in the edit, I didn't change anything, I don't think.
Yeah, and, like, that also was able, like, that helped him establish tone and, like,
yeah,
motion and things like that.
And it's a good thing we had a lot of that done early because it turns out we needed every second.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, I haven't... it was to the point... So after writing and set up for filming and then filming is done and all that, the edit is just on John. That's just on you.
Mm-hmm.
And... you just had to edit like your life depended on it. I mean,
oh, yeah,
you didn't... This is going to sound terrible, but you didn't, like, change outfits or shower.
Oh, no,
Or sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The last
few days before were kind of brutal, but that's, yeah, my favorite part. Like, I know it sounds...
I get it.
It sounds like torture.
It's degenerate behavior. No, I get it. It's very, like...
and you can always,
you're,
like...
you're in the trenches.
Brian would come into work and, like, see... you could see every hour that I had been awake because there was a can of zero sugar soda on the desk for every hour
Monster.
I had been awake. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the only way you ate was because I brought you food
you did,
every
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Brian would bring me food every day and
keeping,
like,
him alive.
Literally forced me to stop and put food in my face,
yeah,
to survive. But yeah, that's my favorite part is just, especially when I started seeing the video come together. Because last time, when we recorded last time for Recycle Bin, the one that didn't get posted, I can't remember if I said something like, we haven't seen any tangible part of the video yet. Like, it's, yeah, all still just an idea. We've seen test shooting and stuff.
You did, yeah. There was nothing had been, like, conceptually really proven yet, other,
yeah,
than maybe, like, the intro shot.
And, I don't know. It was just, this was one of the hardest things where, up until the very kind of last week, we hadn't seen the video. Like, we, yeah, couldn't
Yeah.
We had the idea, but usually as we're making a video, you can see it in your head.
Right.
We've never made anything like this before, and we don't know what our version of this is going to look like because we don't know our limitations.
It kept evolving. My biggest surprise, honestly, like with the finished product, in a good way, was how... This sounds terrible, maybe, but I'm sure if anybody else is out there and they create content or especially regularly make videos,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times to get where you want to be, you have to like put shit together with bubblegum and hopes and mm-hmm. dreams, and like it's rickety, but like you got there.
Mm-hmm.
I am so surprised at how solid the video is.
Okay.
Like in terms of like... There weren't that many corners cut. Like,
oh, no.
I expected kind of that, like, we'd have to do a lot of, like, shots above your feet, like, above your knees.
I thought so, too, yeah.
Just to, like, because it's like, I was like, there's no way we're going to be able to make this look convincing.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first video we've done that I was like, I guess besides the Tim Doc, where I was like, damn, I can't believe we pulled that shit off.
I know, isn't it crazy? Another really funny thing. Brian and I did not see the video till you guys did. Basically.
Oh yeah.
My Mac could not run that shit to save its life.
Your Mac Studio, like your maxed out M1 Ultra Mac Studio was. You had to like individually render all these different shots out.
Each scene was rendered by itself, and then
that's crazy.
Just so I could watch it some back in the edit, and then if anything was wrong, I had to go back, fix that, re-render.
Yeah.
And I'm like the shot at night when we come back from the ad, and it's like the Halloween version with me on the concrete ground and the fog behind me, took all night to render. I had to go to sleep and wait for that to be rendered before I could start editing the rest of it. Like that's how long that took. The shots, like with me standing, were pretty good at first. Our shadows were kind of rough,
it took a while. Once you figured out ambient occlusion, it was like, God, what's going on with the microphone?
I keep messing
with the headphones. Oh, you're playing with cords?
Yeah. The first few were like, they were there. Like
it looked for
people like us, we're like, you know what? That's pretty good for not knowing how to do this.
That's when I was like, all right. We just got to cut away real quick.
Yeah.
Like, we got a few seconds, and then, okay, we got to go. Don't replay it. We got to go.
Then things really took a turn when it was my plan to motion track me into the M4 segment. So the transition where you're spiraling down the hallway, and it goes in, and I think it takes you to Johnny at first,
uh-huh.
like in the real event for October last year. I wanted to put me there, and nothing I was doing, like, I got a pretty good... The last few seconds of my motion track were good enough to where I was like, oh, shit. Like, uh-huh. if we can pull this off. And so I ask Asher, and he delivers back a very, very good,
like
accurately
gold.
Motion tracked, even the lighting changing on my head, like as the lights uh-huh. turn on down the hallway. And then that's when I was like, okay.
We can do this. We got this.
This is serious.
There's
now.
A path forward, yeah.
And because that looks so good, I was like, I need to learn how to do shadows.
Uh-huh.
And there was another like technical limitation that we had early, well, not really, kind of late on into the project that really, it to me, this one change fixed a lot of what the video was. And I have to thank Shay for that, Concept Central. So we were like giving some of our friends test shots.
Yeah.
One, so we could get like a feel for the vibes.
Uh-huh.
But specifically, you know, Shay is also experienced in VFX. He helped us with our Vision Pro review.
So much stuff, really.
And, other than just flat-out renders, he did all the VFX for the Vision Pro stuff. And I sent him a clip, and you had seen this too, and you had also brought this up, and it's something I knew as well.
Okay.
But it's like, what are we supposed to do? Because all those backgrounds are from actual shots of the Apple events with Tim Cook removed, or whoever was standing there removed.
Okay.
Usually with Photoshop, just doing like a generative fill to get rid of them. And the issue there, obviously, is those are just 2D images, and you're trying to put me in a 3D environment.
Right.
Shots like the transition into the spiral hallway thing with me motion tracked, that helps set the tone that we're in a 3D space.
Yeah, it sells it.
But then you're going to cut to other ones that are like,
we had a couple really... You're standing there.
We had a couple tough shots where the wide shots included a slow pan in, which is, okay, that's how that would work.
Normal.
But Apple does these side-to-side slider motions during close-up shots. The camera's never stationary.
Yeah, it's always just shifting a little, yeah.
And so the original plan was, okay, I'm just going to use a horizontal movement over both me and that 2D image.
Uh-huh.
And it did help in terms of, like, creating motion, but it almost made the fact that I'm just on a JPEG worse.
Yeah.
It's like moving we're both moving at the same time. And at this stage, I'm like, that's fine. You know, like, this is such a crazy idea. This is the best it's going to look. Like,
yeah.
I was kind of leaning more into the parody aspect of like, let's not take this, can't take
too
it too seriously.
Yeah,
it'll be cool anyway. I send it to Shay and he's like, something's just like, the camera movement isn't being
sold.
It's not
working, yeah.
So then I was like, okay, let me try a different thing. So I tried moving in a horizontal axis, me and the background just at different speeds. So I was going faster than the background was. And then we were like, okay, that kind of,
yeah,
that looks like some camera movement. But then Shay was like, can you give me the footage in the background? I'm going to try something.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
sends back a clip that I'm like, what did you do? It looks like there's a camera moving. And so basically, I think it's like, I'm moving faster to the side. The background is also moving to the side slightly slower, but also as it's moving, it's pivoting on the Y axis.
There's a tilt, yeah, happening.
So there's a perspective shift happening. And we do this for a living. Uh-huh. We've seen a lot of video stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Even I watch that back and I'm like, that looks like
there's
perspective there, parallax. It looks like there's a camera moving around
right.
me.
Right. That's what happens whenever, like, I mean, honestly, stuff like the background moving at the right speed and angle,
mm-hmm.
We're doing it digitally, but that's a practical effect.
Yeah.
That's what that's what people have figured out in film decades ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, before CGI was popular. And that's why it still works, because it's not like an editing trick. It's like, we're like lying to your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just real simple. Cool stuff.
So Shay just showing me that, like, that's from that moment on, that's how I did every one of those shots. I went back and, you know, fixed all the shots. So I learned a lot there. The ambient occlusion shadow stuff got much, much better,
mm-hmm.
which allowed us to start including more shots of wide shots, because
I think
that's what helps sell that I'm there.
It really does. There's very few shots that don't look good, honestly.
Yeah, well, there was a couple that up until the last couple days I wasn't completely happy with, but mm-hmm. just like if I got an extra, like Apple not doing an event and just announcing that there was going to be things happening this week, which mm-hmm. by the way, today iMac was announced
in a weird little mini
announcement
video. What the hell was that?
Yeah. It's called iMac announcement. So because we had a little bit of extra time, I chose to go back and fix the shots that personally I wasn't happy with. They probably would have been fine, but there were just, it's something about them wasn't working. So like when I am in the kind of the second location, so after the intro and then I'm in the hallway of Apple Park where you can see out the window. That initially, that shot was not good. I was outside in the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something about the texture on the ground that really did not help sell that I was there and the shadow wasn't working.
Yeah.
So we switched the location to that room and that worked much, much better. Those segments of the video were shot over multiple days and that went as planned. All it was like, the reason those are sold other than VFX is the lighting. And we wouldn't have been able to do any of this without Aperture. So
no.
Thank you guys. You know,
oh my God.
Lighting by Aperture, for real. They're the best.
For real.
Being able to, like, and luckily we've been doing this long enough to where we were able to, like, look at a shot and then actually figure out where the light's coming from.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, but recreating sunlight might be the hardest thing imaginable.
It's very hard.
It's very, very hard to create, like, convincing sunlight, especially during that sunset scene.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
Yeah, it's fucking rough. The lighting went well. And then what people don't know.
Okay.
The Craig bit was that was in there. You it wrote was. That. I remember did. You come up with the idea, and then I was like, "Hi, yeah, that's funny." And then it came up to a day we were supposed to film it, and
we had the wig.
Yeah, we got the wig,
and Jern, I love you. You're such a
oh no.
Well, you went to the store to acquire some clothing materials. Like you did some research into like Craig Federighi's outfit. Mm-hmm. He wears like Wrangler jeans. And mm-hmm. He always wears like a nice light blue dress shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But you just jerned it and just bought the first blue dress shirt you saw.
I did do that,
and it
yeah.
was just not the vibe.
No, it was not the and it was like not a dress shirt that's like real clean.
It was an Oxford. Like
it was really hard to get the wrinkles out. And
yeah, it was like a super casual dress shirt that Craig would never wear.
So we filmed it, and that included me wearing the wig, the kind of bad shirt, but also my beard.
Yeah.
At one point, Brian was like, "Should you shave?" Like kind of joking. I went, "No." Uh-huh. Like I was not willing to do that. Then we edited the whole Craig bit.
Uh-huh.
Even like gave previews to like Luke Miani and Sam, and they were like, "Wow, that's crazy that you did that."
Hilarious.
That,
yeah. Like,
but then we got an extra day because of Apple not announcing an event.
Yep.
And I remember sitting there being like, "Fuck, this would be so much funnier if I fully committed to doing this."
Mm-hmm.
So that night, I went to the store, got a better dress shirt, and then I knew I was going to shave, but I also knew I was going to refilm the intro, because our intro was not good.
Yeah.
The intro was the first thing that I shot as, like, this is going in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And everything after that was, like, we had learned so much since we did that shot. That
yeah, we had literally grown.
It didn't hold up anymore.
Crazy.
And so I refilmed the intro, and this is the night before the video goes live.
It really was.
I already haven't slept for 24 hours, and I'm gearing up for another. And I decided that the opening in the original video, it cuts straight to me.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, Apple just announced their event. Do you want to see it early? Like, just for YouTube retention. Like, we didn't want to do an intro, a long intro, or anything like that. But then when Apple didn't do an event, I was like, okay, we can really set the tone here if we do full Apple event intro.
Yeah.
Video's not done yet. None of the renders are put in the timeline, mm-hmm. other than like the intro video.
There's like no B-roll done. Yeah.
So it's very much not done, and I'm switching the plan. And I decide if we can do a short Apple intro, that would be like, number one, that would really set the vibes, but the opening shot is maybe the most important shot because
it
establishes that I'm in this universe.
Yeah.
And it's got to look real.
Yeah, you killed Tim Cook.
I killed him.
And took his place.
Yeah. And so all of the motion track shots, not all the wide shots, but all the motion track shots are Asher. And so I gave him the pan that we wanted because I had put together that intro where it's sort of motivation. Those are all different clips from different Apple events over the years. Some are 1080p, some are 4K. It's a mess.
Oh, it really was, yeah.
But it was just illustrate the sun coming up so I could cut from the sunlight to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't get that shot to work. Mm-hmm. It's the night before. And we couldn't get that shot
out,
to work.
Yeah.
And I shaved after I shot the intro.
Yeah,
I shot the
intro. That was it, yeah.
I reshot the intro. I shot a wide version with me standing in the grass on the turf, and then I did all the close-ups, and then I immediately had to film Craig, so I sent him off the footage, shaved, and then I wanted to shave a little bit earlier so my face wasn't irritated by the time I filmed, so I did that, and then Asher's like, "This isn't working."
But you left out that you also darkened your eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. I fucking darkened my eyebrows.
You dyed them, basically. It was like a makeup.
I went to Walmart for Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
And then I realized Halloween stuff wasn't going to work, so I stopped a random female worker. I was like, "Hey, I have to do a bit for a video, and my eyebrows have to be like thick and dark. Can you help me with that?"
Yeah.
Thinking that she was going to give me Halloween stuff, but she took me straight to the makeup section. So
got some CoverGirl.
What I then after this is after the fact I learned was semi-permanent.
Yeah,
eyebrow color.
You needed like a serious remover to get rid of that.
Yeah. So for like the last I don't know, maybe 2 days after the video was posted, my eyebrows are still...
Dude, that first day after the video got published, you were like fully clean shaven and you had wicked dark eyebrows. You look like a different person. I was like disassociating when we were hanging out. Uh-huh. I was just like,
and I didn't tell you I was doing that. I wanted that to be a surprise because the original plan was to have the video completely done and show Burn all in one go to get his reaction. That's not how it turned out, but you know.
Yeah.
I give the footage to Asher. He can't get that shot to work. We try three different versions to motion track me into three different shots.
Yeah.
None of them work until my brain finally starts to work and I figure out how we can make the original shot work.
Uh-huh.
If we just got to, like, I don't want to go into the process, but we made it work, luckily. And thank God, because that is like the shot that establishes
it really was.
That this is an Apple event and I'm at Apple Park.
No, it was serious.
Maybe the most important shot. And then, you know, after I filmed Craig and I start editing it together, when I first turned to the camera and I see me for the first time, I was like, oh, this is so unfortunate because I kind of look like Craig. Mm-hmm. Like darker sideburns,
yeah.
Eyebrows, like... It's like, God damn it, this is so much better. But now,
it is.
I don't have a beard, and it's just tragic. Yeah, so thank you guys for all of the support on the video.
So much support.
It was like, it was really hard, but I think that we kind of know we have a formula for that sort of content again, because a lot of people are asking for us to do it again.
Yeah, I hope that's something you guys are interested in, because I think we are.
Luckily, we got mentioned by some... some news publications.
You know what? Before we touch on that, a couple things. I think it'd be fun. What? Okay. Let's be rough. Let's be hypercritical here.
Okay.
What is something that you, John Prosser, do not like about our Apple, like our event video we just put out? The M4 event.
There's a couple things that I...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got what? Give me one. Give us one here. Like, what's the big one?
Well, I didn't get to watch the video before it went out. Like, obviously, we'd seen parts of the video, but...
You couldn't get, like, a big picture.
We didn't fully render the whole thing to watch from beginning to end until, like, 20 minutes before it was going out.
Uh-huh.
Asher was finishing up a shot. He literally he was gone from home. He sprinted on his with his legs back to his house to give me a shot 20 minutes before the video was going up.
That selfie of him sweaty running, like, at sundown, just
So
funny.
Didn't really get to see it, and this is one of those videos where, so it was uploading while I was watching it. So if anything was tragically wrong, I was going to go back and fix it.
Uh-huh.
On our end, nothing was wrong. YouTube doesn't work the same way when it compresses.
Mm-hmm.
And so the actual video is at the very beginning, I say, Apple was supposed to announce new products. And when I say products... For some reason, that word clipped.
Ugh.
And that fucking bugs the hell out of me. Like, it hurts my feelings that somehow, the audio specifically got garbled. Just that word is, like, much louder than the rest of the words somehow. I don't know how that happened, but it was too late by the time it was out to go back and fix it. And that's so, like, people would be mad if I took the video down just to fix that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then... I am not a huge fan of... Oh, we went back and did like a pickup audio recording for the colors for the iMac.
Oh, the way you said orange.
I
remember that specifically.
Yeah, so the first render that we had of the iMac, the colors weren't accurate. Asher was in a hurry, and the colors just weren't as accurate. And he had those iMacs in the same order that I had said in the script, the colors.
Uh-huh.
But the second render, which was like 10 times better, he did not have the Macs in the order that were in the script. So I didn't want to put out the video with me going in the wrong order, like saying the colors in the wrong order. So the day that it went out, I re-recorded the colors in the correct order. But the issue was I had already done all the location reverb and everything for that spot, and I didn't save a reverb preset or anything. I thought I did.
You got close, yeah.
So it doesn't exactly match the environment the way that, like, you can hear, if you listen to audio and you're paying attention, you can tell that was recorded at a different time, and
right.
I don't like that. What, was there stuff you don't like?
minor, real minor stuff, honestly. I don't have such a drilled down like issue with anything because like those little things, I mean, that's just, we're on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't got like a huge production pipeline where there's interns and teams of people looking at things and, mm-hmm. you know, so it's going to happen. And the fact that it got made at all is like amazing in mm-hmm. my opinion. But the most like nitpicky I could be about it is that it's shorter than I want.
And oh, yeah,
that's
it's shorter than we,
honestly,
yeah.
that's Apple's fault.
The fact that it's 9.5 minutes is a miracle.
I know.
That was with every like, and there was, Brian and I have this new philosophy where we do not want to waste your time.
Right.
So we are done doing the like filler stuff that YouTubers do to get to 8 minutes or whatever.
Exactly.
And once the iPad mini got cut, our script got cut too.
Right.
A quarter of our script was just gone.
That was, well, not even a quarter because unironically, the iPad mini segment was the, after the advertisement, like mm-hmm. it was like the latter half of the video because
yeah.
you're the iPad mini guy, so it was going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that was the joke.
It was going to be more indulgent.
Yeah.
But that got cut. I remember specifically sitting down next to you while you were editing. And like we were both listening and watching, and like I was giving you notes, and all I could do is like, okay, slow that down.
Mm-hmm.
Apple would be slower. They would like,
oh yeah, my speaking and stuff when yeah, I was
the speaking, and then like when they show stuff, they let it sit for just like a second too long, and mm-hmm. I was like, do that as much as possible.
Yeah,
we got to get like this is too short.
Yeah.
I remember like I was like, oh my god, it's going to be under 8 minutes. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, the first cut was I think.
And that's like
with our first intro, because our first intro was like 10 seconds. Maybe.
Yeah. And like the only reason that's dissatisfying to me is or unsatisfying is like, yeah, like everybody knows at this point YouTube prioritizes watch time and mm-hmm. like consistency and run time and like length.
Yeah.
And if your video is 15 minutes long and it's compelling all the way through, that's going to do way better.
Yeah.
Than if it was half as long.
Yeah.
So, like, there's that, but, like, I just like making content that you can kind of, like, sit down and
chill.
Vibe with.
There's enough time to chill. Yeah,
If it's under 10 minutes, that feels less indulgent. It feels less, like, comfy.
Yeah.
So, I just want comfy videos.
When I see a video like that, that is the difference between me, like, getting a drink and sitting down and, like,
exactly.
enjoying something.
Or just pop it on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
if you watch this on the phone, how dare you?
But, like, that's why, like, our Tim Doc, it's over half an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it says fucking full documentary.
Yeah.
Because it's like, sit down, relax.
Yeah.
Enjoy. And it's like, not that you can't do it with this video, but it's just
yeah,
not the
same. we wanted this video to be like an experience. And uh-huh. I think it is.
It
it's just a short one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had opportunities. I don't want to complain and act like we couldn't have made it longer. We did have opportunities. Like, we could have utilized the M4 section to talk more about specs and stuff, but that's just
who cares?
Not the vibes that we were trying to. The video was delivering vibes, not facts.
Exactly. And there was even a pretty big, or like, you know, fairly big YouTuber commented, and I forget his name. He said, like, thanks for having such a scientific chart or graph.
Oh, Computer Ken or something.
Yeah.
We met him at Genius Bar Goes Dark. He showed up there too, I think.
He did.
Yeah, like, that's a good example. That how we did that graph is how we felt about that section.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to go any longer. We didn't want to draw anything out for the sake of drawing it out. So that that was a big challenge. But
same thing with the Craig segment. Like, we could have done a more goofy thing with an update on Apple Intelligence.
The original one was much shorter.
Yeah, but even like the one, you know, we ended up with is exactly what we wanted to put in. It's like we could have had an actual segment that like went on for maybe a minute or two.
Yeah.
But the joke is that it's not fucking ready.
Yeah. Also, we were not in the same room for that. That was like recorded completely separate days, like my lines and then his lines.
It really was.
You did your lines for that the day of, right? That it was going out?
Really did.
We've been making a lot of stuff that I'm really happy with. I'm really happy with our iPhone review. I'm very proud of our Tim documentary. But this is one of those ones that, like, if you would have shown me this, even a month ago, I would have been like, how the fuck did we hire somebody? Like, what did we get somebody else to do this? Like, what happened?
Was there an actual production crew?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think this was the most fun I've had making something with you.
Oh,
because
yeah, for sure.
It felt like...
We were really in it together on this
one.
Well,
it felt like something that Bern and I have lost as this has become our job is the run and gun... Like, we haven't learned anything new in a really long time.
I was going to bring that up, yeah.
Like, we could make the same Front Page Tech show with our eyes closed for 20 more years and not bat an eye.
Yeah.
But this was like, there were times where we started where we didn't know how to pull something off. And it was all just like learning and guessing, and that was a lot of fun.
Researching.
To learn something new and then see it start to come together. Filming was really fun for the first time.
It was.
It wasn't terrible. And... I think that we both have walked away from this with like a lot of new skills.
Hell yeah.
Which are really,
yeah.
That's really cool because I stopped learning a long time ago and thought that there was a version of me that was like, I know everything. I don't need any more. I don't need any more information.
That's true.
So I'm glad because I don't think any other version of us could have made this except for this one.
Nope.
People pointed out it's a good combination between like all the serious skills that we've acquired over the last year and old school FPT. And I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. This, I hope this comes off the right way. It is such a... I'm so happy to have a video like this on, like, our resume.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it's, like, much like the videos we've been trying to create, it we're really proud of it. And, like...
Oh, yeah.
It just feels good to do that again. Like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, every time we start an idea for a video, especially one that's, like, we're reaching pretty high...
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, well, let's see.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if it comes out good, I'm like, damn, we did it again.
Yeah.
And it like helped. It like,
it's like surprising every time.
Well, it's not just surprising, but it's like invigorating. It like boosts confidence. It makes me feel like, I may have brought this up on the podcast before. I'm a big imposter syndrome sufferer.
Mm.
So I still like day to day, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I here? I shouldn't be here. So it's like, that keeps me running. Like, I'm like addicted to that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. I really thought, you know, when we posted our Tim Doc, I thought that was the peak. Like, I didn't think that we'd make anything that looked and was paced that well. But I think this is the first video where I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
If this is not better, it's up there. It's like right next to it. Just in terms of like how surprisingly well it turned out and how. It, you know, in my head, it started out one way, and it so far exceeded my expectations of, like, us and our abilities. And I'm just, I'm really proud of it. And I'm really proud of all the hard work Asher put in. You
he
spent a lot of late nights with us trying to get everything ready in time. And
he was, unironically, the unsung hero that, like, he is not getting enough credit where, like, we couldn't have done it without him.
No, definitely not. It's just, like... Yeah, I think this is the best version of our team.
Yeah, I think so.
We've had, you know, renders when we started with, like, putting renders and stuff. They were JPEGs, like, just single images that we could zoom into. And then other projects were just, like, a handful of renders, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, a bunch of Apple B-roll. You know, the Vision Pro review was our first, like, we kind of had to do everything. But even that was, like, a lot of practical B-roll, too. Like, we filmed Vision Pro for real.
Yeah.
And the last few videos have been like completely in-house, 100% every shot. All the renders in this Apple event video were from Asher.
Yeah,
like this was a complete. He worked on a month for this. We worked on a month for this.
Yeah,
and I'm very happy with how it turned out. I'm very happy with the reactions. I think it's funny that some Apple News websites covered it as well.
Yeah, and we are going to talk about that right after this ag break.
Ag break.
Guys, it's an advertisement break.
Here we go. You're going to hear ads now.
And don't leave. Come back.
But then you're going to hear us again.
Yeah.
But you're also going to hear us do the ads. But then hear... Okay, here they are. The internet is like the Wild West, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Especially with your data. You might find, if you Google yourself or search for yourself anywhere, a lot of your data is just sort of out there. Or maybe you're a victim of, have you heard of these things called spam calls and spam texts?
Data brokers.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's all because there are teams dedicated to siphon all your data. They're called data brokers. And those data brokers sell your data to the highest bidder. And then what? You're just one person. How are you supposed to take all of that down and protect yourself? And it's not just you. Sometimes it's your family, too. They get information on your relatives, your addresses, social security numbers. It's like way too much. And that's why today's episode is sponsored by Incogni.
That's right. Incogni is an amazing tool that allows you to get control over your spam, control over any of your sensitive information that is out there on the internet, and gaining control back over your personal data, especially, like John said, it's the Wild West. There's banditos. Data brokers. People looking to poach your information.
Oh, man.
The coolest part about Incogni is that they contact these data brokers on your behalf to request the removal of your personal data. And they handle any issues or objections those data brokers might have. They fight your battles for you, guys. They continuously monitor and ensure your data stays off the market with repeated removal requests nonstop. They're keeping their eyes open, eyes peeled.
I wonder if it's requests like, hey, please take this down, or take it down, or else.
Or else. And they do that emoji. It's like, yeah, exactly.
You can visit Incogni.com to join a huge community of people who have control over their own personal data, explore all of their disruptive features and plans with their 30-day money-back guarantee. But, Bern, I hear there's a better offer.
That's right, Jern. You can take your personal data back using Incogni. Use code RECYCLE at our special link, and you can get 60% off an annual plan. That's Incogni.com/recycle.
That's our show.
Incogni.com/recycle, 60% off annual plan.
Thank you, Incogni, for sponsoring this episode of Recycle Bin.
Thank you. You know, Jern, we're always on Recycle Bin talking about the behind the scenes with FPT, all of our great videos, just how much we're innovating in this space. But one of the biggest unsung heroes in our day-to-day is Notion, because they power the entire shebang, the entire show.
They do that, yeah. Without them, we crumble. We crumble with no plans and nothing. But listen, not only do we use them to manage all of our documents, keep everything together, collaborate with our team members, all of the special Notion things, they also have an incredible AI feature. The new Notion AI is a single AI tool that does it all. Search across Notion and other apps, generate docs in your own style, analyze PDFs and images, and chat with you about anything. That's the AI. It can chat with you about anything.
We can't, unfortunately.
No, I can't chat with you about anything.
We're talking to you currently.
Yeah.
You can try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/recyclebin. That's all lowercase letters, folks. Notion.com/recyclebin to try the most powerful, easy to use Notion AI today. And hey, when you use our link, when you use that URL, you're helping us out.
You are helping us out.
Notion.com/recyclebin.
And it's not just us. Notion is used by over half of the Fortune 500 companies and us. So you can't go wrong. That's notion.com/recyclebin.
Thank you, Notion. It's time to spark something uncommon this holiday season with incredible hand-picked gifts from Uncommon Goods.
You know what I don't like? Common goods.
That's what I'm saying.
Only Uncommon Goods are good in this life, especially for gifts, Bern.
Yeah.
When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season.
Uncommon Goods is constantly putting together collections of incredibly interesting, unique, often handmade or locally made gifts. They usually have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They can even have gifts you can personalize these gifts, Jern.
Bern, you like sports?
Love sports.
You like books?
Love books.
What about, you got a kid?
I got kids.
That's pretty cool. Uncommon Goods has gifts for all of those. And guess what, Bern?
What?
Special offer. Not for you, but only for the listeners.
Okay.
They can get 15% off your next gift, their next gift, if they go to uncommongoods.com/recyclebin. That's the name of the show. That's uncommongoods.com/recyclebin for what, Bern?
15% off.
That's crazy. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
That's a great line.
I am.
Thank you, Uncommon Goods.
Thank you, Uncommon Goods.
Welcome back. Hope you guys didn't abandon us after the ads.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. And thank you to the sponsors for supporting the show. There's a lot of them. Sorry that we're late.
There were. You know, we haven't mentioned it at all this episode. This is really like a behind-the-scenes Recycle Bin.
Yeah.
But this is a call-in show.
This is.
So before we talk about some choice websites
that
mentioned our lovely Apple event, 404-919-5530. Guys, call us. Give us a voicemail. Tell us what's on your mind. Give us your hot take on our videos, especially.
Well, please be nice. I can't take much of anything else.
That's true. We're bad at criticism. we normally do a lot more voicemails, but this is, we got to, like, the reason, like we said in the beginning, we didn't post the recycle bin we recorded last week, it's just out of date now. The people want to know, right?
Want to know what?
What about the episode?
They do. It's not an episode.
Oh, sorry.
It's an event.
I can't handle
it. It's an event.
It's so big. Okay. But for real, though, Apple Insider.
Okay, so yeah, Mac Rumors covered us. A bunch of Apple's websites, not Apple's web.
Apple never talked about us at all. Well, you know, Jaws may have...
We won't go into that.
Yeah.
Mac Rumors, thank you guys for the shout-out. All the tech websites that...
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, it's funny because it's all the ones that used to just call me names, but now they're like, no, it's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool now.
Yeah, Joe's really cool. Thank you, Mac Rumors, and a bunch of other ones. The Tech Times of India, or the India Times, they posted today.
Oh, cool.
Thank you, guys. Amazing. But I would like to mention something. I was tagged in a tweet.
Okay.
From Andrew from Apple Insider, and he said, the best chippy Apple has ever shippy, which was quoted a lot in the in the comments.
Yeah.
He was laughing. He thought that was really funny, but he also linked this article.
Uh-huh.
And this article says that's not funny, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Turns out it's not written by the same guy, but I just wanted to point this out. Nobody hate Apple Insider. Don't harass them or anything. I just think it's funny how, like, none of the comments on our video are about the Apple announcements. They're not about the products.
They really aren't.
They're not about the renders. Like, oh, the USB-C, what? How many? Like, how many Thunderbolt ports? Uh-huh. None of that stuff. And Apple Insider also wrote an article about none of the products, kind of. It's basically just a critique of our video, which
it
is
really was.
It's interesting the way they, like, I just never thought I'd be at this spot.
Yeah.
Where on this is an Apple News website writing about us this way, and I just want to say, I guess thank you for that
for the
critiquing,
eyes.
But also, I think they took this more seriously than we did. They were like explaining our jokes.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the cadence and those gestures are perfectly impersonated, talking about my impersonation of Tim.
Starting off good.
The joke of the video, this is not anything we said. I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
This is what Apple Insider is telling you is the joke of the video.
Uh-huh.
The joke of the video is that a sentence will start in the way Cook would say it, such as customers love the current design, but ends with what he wouldn't, especially the notch. So, that's,
yeah.
I guess so. That was not the intention. I'm glad you, should we say yes, that was the plan the whole time?
Yeah, I guess so. It was, huh?
I also loved how, like, not just their article, but a bunch of articles, like, John Prosser stars as a character who is not named it as Tim Cook, but unquestionably is. Yeah, we didn't name Craig. We didn't name me. That part was intentional.
That was intentional.
Yeah, that part was intentional.
We're getting a little too, there's too many eyes. I'm not about to get hit with, like, a slander.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
But also, it's just like, people know.
People know, and it's for fun. It's all for fun. We love Apple.
This is the part that gets me, man.
Uh-huh. It gets you every time.
At times, the joke falls a little flat. First of all, who do you think you are? Such as when a description of the M4 processor tails off into a line about truly the best chippy Apple has ever shippy. Who do you think you are? It's a genius line! How could you critique that joke? It's the best joke in the video! There's so many other ones. You could have critiqued anything. Do you even know what is funny? Have you ever laughed at anything?
This is an impressively genius bar like John Prosser.
But this is how I feel.
Yeah.
This is how I feel on the inside. And it's, you can say whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
You could say, they even at one point say, the Craig bit is on a poorly rendered background. That's fine. You could say that. Sure. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know if you guys know, but we weren't at Apple Park for real. This was not, we weren't actually there. Sorry to break that to you.
Yeah.
But how dare you say the best chippy that Apple has ever shippy is not a good joke in an article. Who do you think you are? That's a beautiful joke. It's the best joke.
It's definitely
one's ever heard a better joke. Is what I hear.
Okay, so this article was written by William Gallagher, and I looked into, I'm going to call him Bill. Respectfully.
I got Pepsi in my
I don't have any issue with William Gallagher.
Bill.
sorry, you almost spit off everywhere.
Spit off.
Yeah, spit Pepsi all over the place. He's the senior editor at Apple Insider. And
senior's right.
Okay. I was just going to say that, like, we are such a weird product, FPT, because tech isn't funny. Like, this isn't this stuff isn't funny.
Yeah.
So I get it. Like, not everybody is into the idea of, like, let's laugh at Tim Cook's little squat talk.
Yeah.
Like, his little knee squat he does. But we want to.
You know what, Bill? You know what you should do? You should update your article, and I would like you to put a joke that you think would be better for that section.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
We will review your article next week on Genius Bar to also determine if that one is funny. No pressure. You don't even have to do the event. You don't have to make the video. Just write a joke that would be funny. We just want to hear it.
You sound like a bittersweet, like, stand-up comic who is, like, bombing, and you're like, who are you?
Yeah, terrible crowd. You guys don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, where are your jokes? You think it's so easy?
Oh, man. Anyway, thank you guys. Oh, the Mac Rumors comments about us were lovely, too, which is a first these parts.
Unironically, besides the Tim Doc, and maybe the Marquez video we did.
Yeah.
This has been our most, like, positively received video that like, ever done.
Like I said, we second guess a lot. At least I do.
Yeah.
Burn has imposter syndrome. I'm second guessing up to the very last second if it's ass. There was a couple times when we were editing and I had seen too much of it, and Burn would see a clip and he'd go, "Holy shit! Like, that shadow is really good."
Right.
Or there were times where I was the day of, I am editing so as fast as I humanly can. After we've already promised it's coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and you gave a time. You're like, it'll be out by 6?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
I can't wait, or I can't believe that they're going to see this today. Like, it just didn't seem like a real thing. So to have everyone really, really like that video, call it a masterpiece. I wouldn't call it a masterpiece. I think it's pretty good. I think it's very good. But I think we can do better.
I think we can.
And
it keeps us hungry.
A little bit of the, just a, you know, recycle bin listeners, they're the goats.
Uh-huh. True. Yeah.
So we'll give you guys a little heads up.
Mm-hmm.
This is the plan moving forward.
Whoa. You're just saying it.
Yeah. Expect for every Apple event that Apple is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Let's say there's 3 a year, 4 a year. Our goal is to one-up them every time.
Yeah.
A week before their event. When their invites drop, we drop our event.
That's
just
the goal.
How it's going to be until we get in trouble.
I can't believe you let this discussion leave the Chili's
we
had it in.
Well, we had a deeper discussion. There's something I'm leaving out you know I'm leaving out,
They almost kicked us out of that Chili's. We were there too long.
Too long. Yeah. Also, the Chili's baby back ribs,
mm-hmm.
You know there's a song about that? Turns out, song for a reason.
They're good ribs.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
You want to have that today?
No.
Oh, we're having chili today.
I made chili,
Oh, hell yeah. Sorry, guys. We got to go, man.
Actually, you're trying to leave?
There's chili. Just kidding.
Okay. Because I want to listen to a couple voicemails.
Let's do voicemails.
Yeah.
404-919-5530. Call in right now. Leave a message, but please, like, 30 seconds or less. And please, guys, I can't take it anymore. I love all of you so much. You're my favorite people. You're like my family. And I'm going to talk to you as I would talk to my family. Don't fucking ask me for tech support. Stop it.
Yeah.
Don't call in and ask for tech support.
I understand why some people may feel the need to leave us a voicemail, and it's like, hey, I got an iPhone 12. You think it's worth getting the 16?
That's one thing, but there's, like, specific.
I know, but that type of stuff just doesn't, like, play good.
There are two reasons we can't answer
that. It's not content, you know?
Two reasons we can't answer that. It's not good content for the listeners, and we don't want to waste their time. And also, chances are, I don't fucking know. I'm not as smart as you think I am.
Yeah, that's true. All right, voicemails.
Hi, guys. My name is Max from New Hampshire. I've been following since the iPhone SE rumors. I listen to every podcast episode and hate myself every time.
Oh, okay.
just to give my 2 cents on the change to a more long-form produced content.
Oh, perfect.
I, for one, love it. As long as we podcast listeners can get the occasional puppeta thrown in there, just throw us a bone and I'll be happy. Thank you, guys. Keep up the great work, and Burn is better than Sam. Bye.
What's his name? Snacks?
I heard Max.
Oh, okay. That sounds more correct.
If your name is, hey, call us back. Let us know if your name is Snacks or Max. Yeah. Either way, thank you. Lovely, lovely feedback. I picked that one because we just mentioned it, but this event video was kind of the return to FPT funny.
Yeah, like, you got some Fuppeta vibes in there.
We haven't done a funny thing in a video in so long.
Yeah. Well, like, one thing that I didn't expect was, like, maybe I just didn't identify it as we were doing it. This is, like, the perfect humor for this crowd specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone talking about the, like, the things that you guys thought was funny, you know, we thought were funny, too, but not to the extent of, like, you guys could not get over the knee bends and the, like, the inflections and... It's the perfect, the Craig stuff. That you guys even picked up on the Steve Jobs quotes that we put in there.
I know. I'm so, like, incredibly pleased at the audience we're cultivating here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like this is going to sound weird, but, like, I am... It's like audience prime. Like, this is like the best version of our audience we've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
it's because you guys have, like, been around so long.
You've, like, grown up with us.
Yeah. And, like every time we put in all these little jokes about, like, okay, like, yeah, John, no. Tim would move his hands differently. He'd be more like this.
Yeah.
The fact that you guys are like, yeah, he would. He would do that. It's like fuck yeah. It's like, it's so cool that you guys find the same stupid shit funny as us.
Yeah.
It's very comforting.
Thank you, Snacks.
Let's get some more nice feedback.
Hey, guys. Longtime fan here. Danny from Mexico.
Hell yeah.
Just listened to your podcast. And quick thing. I do prefer that you guys make high-quality videos with my headphones on because I love how you guys do your audio. I love that. And I do like how you guys do the long form. And I could wait 2 or 3 months. I don't really care because I know that you guys are going to deliver bangers. And that's a fact. I appreciate all the hard work you guys are doing. Tech Amigo here signing out. Thank you guys. Have a good one. And don't eat those nasty sandwiches anymore. Bye.
Yeah, no more nasty sandwiches.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny, all the way from Mexico.
That's lovely.
I think he said his handle in there, but like the audio quality kind of broke
up. Yeah, if you guys
up.
Picked it up, look him up.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
thank you. Well, good, because that seems to be the pattern here. You wait a month and just hope that what comes out is a banger.
Hilariously, I'm pretty sure at the beginning of this month, we were like, okay, so we're going to do this event video, and then we could probably do one more video this month.
Yeah.
Like, we'd be like, it was like, let's like throw a weird one in there. Like, no, dude, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
We're tapped.
I mean, yeah, I had no idea how much that was going to take out of us. But also, it's like, could we do another video this month?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the next 3 days, probably. But, it
wouldn't be good.
You can't drop that and then work 3 days on a video and put that out. Because that's not going to be... A lot of the comments have talked about, like, what, you just ruined tech YouTube. Like, I can't watch regular Apple videos now.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a good compliment to give us, but it also means that we've done that for us, too.
Right.
Like, out a regular... Yeah, so that's what I want to hear, though. I want you guys to know that, like, you know, I might be waiting, but I know that it's going to be good when it comes out.
Yeah.
So that'll be great until it's not.
Like most things we do, honestly.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to leave so we're about to wrap up. I'm going to leave the listener, I almost said the viewer, with something.
Okay.
Like we both said, call us, 404-919-5530. I want to know what you guys would think of merchandise.
I would like to know.
And just like, I'd like to know where your heads are at. Like,
no, just randomly asking.
Yeah,
really.
Just curious. Like, because I mean, like, look around. There's a lot of YouTuber merch out.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of it's ass.
A lot of it's good. Genius Bar is a great example of great merch.
Mm. We'll just have Sam make merch,
right? But like, that's inspiring. And like, you know, we've never really been a big merch channel.
We've dabbled.
Dabbled here and there, and every time it's been usually really good.
But, it's just hard because quality's bad, but like, what if there was like, you know, good quality,
right?
Not typical YouTuber merch.
Yeah, so just curious, like imagine use your imagination right now. Mm-hmm. Pull over, stop doing whatever you're doing. If you're at work, stop working.
Oh, okay.
Sit down, take a break.
Okay.
If you're a doctor,
pull
listen
over
to this podcast, doing surgery, sew them back up, take a minute. Think in your head, if you were going to click on a website, it was like FPT, and it was like a store or something.
Uh-huh.
It was like some sort of store, like a storefront. what would you be hyped to be like, oh shit, they got a beer koozie.
Beer koozie.
They got koozies. Hell yeah.
So, I would really love to sell our own
vitamins.
Vitamins. Like our own line of vitamins.
I knew you were gonna say
awesome.
That. Okay. We're not
Wouldn't that be awesome? That's not what we're alluding to, don't worry. But if I can make that happen,
yeah.
What would we call it?
I don't know. You put me on the spot for
Fopata gummies?
Fopata gummies? Anyway.
It's ruined.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
You ruined the show.
Well, you got to...
You're the joke guy. How'd you ruin the episode at the end?
You got to, like, give a little teensy peek at something. I wanted to give a little teensy peek.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, a teensy peek. Might be a bee.
Maybe
it'd
be that teensy peek.
That's the name of the...
Teensy peek. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
I like it.
Well, anyways, thanks for listening. I promise. This is a promise from Burn, and you're going to promise, too.
Okay.
Hold up your right hand. Say, I promise.
I promise.
We will upload another episode of Recycle Bin next week.
We will upload another episode of Recycle Bin.
Next week. Okay.
Next week.
Yeah, your right hand's still up. So,
right hand.
Okay,
to...
and down.
Okay.
And we're good. That's sealed.
Okay.
See you guys soon.
See you guys. We'll hear you guys soon.
Yeah, that's how, you know
I don't know.
I mean. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.